This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own.
You are listening to station WGN.
Not that much make me happy. I'm a little Stevie Wonder. Once again, I want to thank Dave for playing the guitar. Boy, the riff is really strong. Sounds just like him.
Working on it.
You can hear the soul in his voice. Coming up on 8:45, let me say hi to Jerry O'Connell here. Speaking of things that make me happy, I love Jerry O'Connell. I don't even know Jerry O'Connell. I love Jerry O'Connell. Does that make you? It shouldn't make you uncomfortable, Jerry. I just love your work.
Guys, first of all, I got to say happy birthday to Andrea.
Oh, thank you. Nice. Oh, this is the best.
I mean, you had everybody come to this thing.
Yeah.
Day made.
First of all, I'm noticing, the thing I really notice is that it's before 8 a.m. and everyone's got a rosé in their hand.
Yeah. Yeah. He's watching the
clip. Did everyone get drunk yesterday?
Not, I wouldn't say drunk, but then again, how do you know if you are?
How do you know if you're drunk? Typically, if you're talking louder, if you're laughing for no reason.
If you meet Jerry O'Connell and you go, I love Jerry O'Connell. He just makes me happy.
Right. If you're dancing and you realize there's no music playing,
that's true. That is
usually signs.
That is directly indicative of a trouble. That's
or
principle.
If you're in a corner, Steve, and you're crying.
That's not good.
Hey, you know what? I think Jerry knows our friend Patty Vasquez.
Yeah, that's
Patty
right.
Vasquez. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Very well. Very well. Here in Los Angeles. You know, I was going to say that. I know that Patty works at WGN Radio. I met her a couple of times here in Los Angeles when Patty was working on our show and all that stuff.
They were talking about a project together, which may still happen. Here's the thing. Projects, you know, they come and they go all the time. It's like when I turned down the original Gone with the Wind.
Exactly.
You know, you never know. It could come up again.
That was, let me tell you, Steve, that was a mistake because that movie's here to stay.
Did it do well? I couldn't see it.
It did well. You know, I hear it's doing really well on a video cassette.
You could always be in the sequel, Steve, you and Jerry.
Oh, it's fantastic. Jerry O'Connell.
I want to talk about all my amazing work and all my jobs and everything. I want to talk about your cubbies, man. This is... I'm going to jinx. I don't want to jinx anything, but things are looking great this year.
I feel like we need to struggle a little more. I feel like to be really there should be a cave-in sometime in early September.
Why would
just
you
to bring Cubs fans' worst nightmares to the front? You gotta get the poison out. You gotta get the poison out. You gotta show that they can win it. You don't want to win this thing by 30 games.
Yeah, you do.
No, fun. They're really good, Jerry. They're really good.
Do we? Is this Theo Epstein? Is he that amazing?
Yeah, he's kind of the.
Those who don't know.
He's the kind of the mad scientist. Yeah, yeah, he's the guy that built
it. He really
it.
Is, isn't he?
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. For 3 or 4 years, I was advocating lynching him, choking him, and beating him to death in a public square because he had put like a little league team on the field. And Dave was the voice of reason. Dave said, "Look, they're coming. They're coming. It's going to happen. It's going to happen." So it turns out, Jerry, I am drunk.
I will say this before we talk about all my amazing projects. I think the world really wants a Cubs postseason.
Don't you? Well, I hope so. I mean, to be fair, I certainly hope so. Come on.
The world really wants that.
Since 1908.
How about a Cubs-Dodgers NLCS?
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. That would be a fun one.
Obviously, Jerry's a huge Dodgers fan.
Yeah, he's a big sports fan.
Jerry O'Connell is doing mistresses. I don't mean that in his personal life. I mean Jerry O'Connell is doing the show Mistresses, a big hit on ABC, and you directed a couple of these. I think you addressed this in another interview. Your beautiful wife, Rebecca Romijn, if she came to you and said, I got a script and I've got to do this, I got to do that. I know you're actors and stuff, but this sounds like nothing but trouble.
You mean sex scenes?
Yeah. I don't like to call them sex scenes. I like to call them nookie fests.
We've been, my wife and I celebrated our 9th wedding anniversary last month.
God bless you.
You know, at that point, you know, you like to spice things up a little bit, and what better way than to be professional actors and to say, listen, go Go have fun.
But bring the clip
home.
You can
do whatever you want in those scenes. You know, it's funny. I actually don't talk. If I have a sex scene, like in Mistresses, which you tend to, it's just one of those shows where it's like everything ends up being in the bed. You know, it's just, it's almost like a funny joke. It's like you meet a character in Mistresses and you know that physical relations are imminent.
Yeah. Yeah. Thus the title.
Thus the title. But like when my wife is like, "Hey, how was work today?" I always go, "Ah, you know, nothing really happened. Nothing." Like, it was okay, whatever. They had like for lunch they had like fish.
So what happens on? Let's say you're sitting around, on a Thursday night, or I should say on a Monday night, because Thursday night the show's not on. On a Monday night at 9, and she's flipping through. She's got the remote. She goes, "Oh, well, let's watch this." What happens then?
If we come across it and we watch it together, I will deal with it then. But I won't bring it up. It's like everything else in marriage. It's
right,
like
right.
Don't deal with it until you have to absolutely deal with
don't
it.
Don't have the fight until it comes to you.
Right.
Otherwise live in denial. This is the secret to a happy marriage.
Deny.
I actually just do whatever my wife wants me to do.
That's the right call. That's the right call. Listen, I've met her. That's definitely the right call. Jerry O'Connell, he directs. He actually, Jerry O'Connell on Ice, coming to the Rosemont Center.
Oh, right. It is.
And the statue.
I did direct this Monday's episode. I directed, which was a big mistake. I'll never do that again. I'm done with directing.
Listen.
Too much work. You have to get there before everyone else.
Right, and you got to stay up. You got to stay after, right?
Oh gosh, people got mad at me. I was telling them what to do. People don't like you when you're a boss. No one likes you. No one likes you. I used to be the funniest when I was an actor. I was the funniest guy on set.
Right,
everyone wanted to be my friend.
Right,
everyone. People hung out with me.
Now,
people wanted to know what I was doing afterwards. You come in as the boss and start telling people what to do. They hate you.
And they go over to the craft services table. They go to the craft services table and they talk about you behind your back. And Jerry goes over and goes, "Hey guys, what are you doing?" And then they all walk away.
It was just a mistake. Like I did it, I can say I did it, but that's it. That is it. The episodes are super fun, though. I mean, we had a fun time. We had a fun time doing them. I have amazing actresses: Lynn Whitfield, Jess McCallan.
Well, it looks great. The show's a hit.
Man, being the boss is just not for me.
I feel bad about this because I got a meeting this afternoon. I'm pitching Gone with the Wind 2. Now it's personal.
Yeah.
And I was going to pitch Jerry as a director.
Going, gone? Right. Is that what it's
going
to be?
Going, gone with the wind.
Jerry directs.
I'll call you after.
I will do it, but I mean, it's just weird that everyone is going to be mad that I'm telling them what to do and everything.
Well, I don't want to end this on a down note, so let's. You got to go, and we just want you to know we love you.
Hey guys, I'm no meteorologist, but please be careful with like the AC and everything this weekend. It's going to be super muggy out there for like the next 3 days.
Bye, Jerry.
All right, thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. Go have fun.
Love him.
Mr. Jerry O.C. That's your Twitter handle.
You've interviewed 1,000 people.
Oh, he's
1,000 actors.
Guests.
Isn't he
he's
just
one of my
the nicest?
Guests. Yeah, absolutely.
Love him.
Mary's here. She was married to Jerry O'Connell, but then she dumped him and he went off with Rebecca Romijn.
I know. Can you believe that?
Good call, Mary. He's a hottie.
I hope Sandberg was listening because that was good advice for her and Pat for their wedding. Oh. And for marriage advice, just be in denial. Just be in denial. Don't talk about anything until you absolutely have to.
And they're going to have a rainy wedding today.
That's good advice for the weekend and for any marriage that's going on this weekend.
Yes.
Don't talk until you have to.